Well, hello, hello, my friend. Welcome back to the EntreMD podcast. And this is the very first episode of 2024. Yes, it is January 1st, but you know, I am not going to miss a Monday. Okay. And, you know, I was thinking of, you know, what can I do on this first day of the year? What would be one of the most important things I can tell you? And I found it. Okay. And I'm going to try and make this nice and sweet so you can go enjoy the rest of your, you know, first of January, your new year. And, you know, while we're at it, this is your best year yet. And, you know, this is EntreMD lingo. Every new season, you have the opportunity to accept it as your best season yet. You might say, well, what if we have challenges? What if we have problems? What if everything doesn't go according to plan? And I can almost guarantee you that you're going to have challenges and there are going to be problems. But the thing is that we can overcome them. They are like weights in the gym. They're going to make us better. They're going to make us tougher. They're going to make us stronger, smarter, wiser. They're going to make us confront things that would make our businesses so much better, but we've always been avoiding and we could get away with it. But now we're going to get down and dirty and get things done and everything's going to be better. And so the fact that there are challenges doesn't mean that it's not our best year yet, right? Like, so welcome to your best year yet. Okay. So now the inspiration for this episode is a very special doctor in the EntreMD Business School. We're going to call her Dr. C. She's phenomenal. She's come into the school, started a private practice, has been working really hard at it, has started getting some momentum. And I'm so excited for her and I'm so proud of her. But she did something that when people do things like this, it makes me stop, it makes me take notice, and it makes me go like, you better watch this person, right? And, you know, I'll tell you what it is. So 2 weeks before the end of the year, our Wednesday live session, I decided to have one of these meetings, and I would have them a few times a year where I just take the, you know, like I just take people behind the scenes to see what exactly I'm working on or a process that I'm working through and things like that. And this day I decided to take, you know, the students behind the scenes to see the 10 things I'm doing, I was personally doing to set the stage for 2024 to be my best year yet. Okay. And it was really around the thing with the 10 things is that they're things that are simple, right? If I ran through the list, there's nothing you hear that you'd be like, wow, you know, like I've never heard of something like that before. But the problem with simple things is that they're easy to do and they're easy not to do. That's the problem. Okay. There's so many things we know. You hear someone talking about, yeah, I know that. That's not the question. The question is, are you doing them? Because they are so simple, but so profound, and they have the ability to radically change your life, right? And so, you know, what I was telling them about was really around, I'll give you maybe five of them, right? Like, so to review the year, like actually sit to review the year. What were the wins? What were the lessons, right? Because we win or we learn. That's how we treat it in the EBS world, right? So what were the wins? What were the lessons from 2023? Because the worst thing you can do is go through 2023, have all these experiences, but not come to 2024 wiser because you didn't evaluate, right? You didn't learn the lesson. You just go and you repeat the same thing. And so when I was teaching my mentees, I said, hey, I mean, like you can live for 90 years or you can live the same year 90 times. It's your choice, right? So I talked about that. It was something I was doing and I really took time. This is a multi-week process, like going through these things for myself. The second thing I talked about was owning my 10X vision and goals for 2024. Like, what do I really, truly want? I am not settling. I'm not saying, oh, I'm not the kind of person who can do that. I'm not excluding myself from any of those things. Like, I'm just going to go all out and say, like, if this is December 31st and I'm like, oh my goodness, my life, I mean, this is a masterpiece. What would have to happen for me to say it? And I'm not going to be afraid to dream it. I'm not going to be afraid to document it. I'm not going to be afraid to go after it. Right. And so, you know, what is that? And I'm owning it. The third thing was the discipline of defining the strategy, right? And I won't go too much into that, but, you know, like you set a goal, but you have to backtrack and say, okay, what is the strategy that would get me there? And we do this thing in the EntreMD Business School called the EBS puzzle, where we're workshopping that and brainstorming and mindstorming and all of those things. And I'm like, okay, so this is what I'm doing. I've taught you guys, that's what I'm doing. The fourth thing, the discipline of 10X thinking at all times. And again, I taught them a tool called reinvention by imagination. It's a process, take you about 10 to 15 minutes, but it's something that if you do every day, every 90 days, you'll be completely different, right? It's something that I've done, and I discovered this process and started it in September of 2023, and oh my goodness, like the thoughts that I now have access to, the magnitude of the vision I can now see, the big asks that I can make, the big, you know, audacious steps. It's so crazy. Things that were so fuzzy and vague are now crystal clear, right? Okay. So, and I went through the process, how they do that and all that. The fifth one was the discipline of 10X actions at all times. Okay. And we had done a really good session on, you know, the CEO calendar, how to construct your time, how to make sure you're spending 80% of your time doing 20% activities and all of that. So I was going through all of these things, right? Like I'm going through them. And so there were 10 of them. And so I did this 2 weeks before the end of the year. And then we had a call the last day, because that's how EBS is, right? We do calls the day before Thanksgiving because people are like, we're EBS, we're here. You know, it's fun. And so here we are doing this call. And then Dr. C comes up. And Dr. C comes up at the beginning because here we are sharing wins and all of those things. And she's like, I have a win to share. It's a mindset shift. I'm like, okay, we want to hear all about it. And so she goes on. She says, I was on the call last week where you taught on those 10 things. And I want you to hear what she said. And so she said, and I went and I rewatched it. And I watched it two more times. So she was there. She rewatched it. She watched it two more times. That's four times. Four times. Okay. So she watched it four times. And then she was like, you know, because at the end of it, after showing them all the things, I then converted all those things to questions. I'm like, go answer these 10 questions. If you go through the 10 questions, you would have done the process I did. It will change your life. It will set you up for 2024. And so she's like, I took the time and I answered all 10 questions. Now, these are questions that will have you thinking. They're questions that it's not yes or no. It's not multiple choice. Like you're going to have to think, you're going to have to evaluate, you're going to have to review. And so it's very easy not to do it. I know that, right? But she was like, I did them. I printed them out. And I have been reading them every day, morning and night. What is she doing? Actively, almost like brainwashing herself, immersing herself in her dreams, her visions, her goals, her commitments, her actions, all of those things, right? And she's like, I read them every morning, every night, looking in the mirror, like, Dr. C, this is who you are now. This is how you think all the time. This is how you act all the time. This, I mean, like crazy, right? And so she's doing this. And then she's like, I decided that this is my year of 10X elevation. I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. She's like, I've adopted the 10X thinking. So when that negative chatter comes, I'm like, nope, nobody, nope, not this year, not 2024. We're not doing that anymore. So she's catching the negative chatter, right? She's catching the chatter that doesn't line up with the new picture, the new image she has of herself. And then she has this picture of December 31st, 2024. And so when she has an action that she needs to take that she knows will move her business forward, maybe, and I'm presuming here, like, you know, asking for a referral source or raising her prices or asking someone to leave a review or any of those things, right? And she's like, oh man, I don't want to do that. Then she finds herself asking herself, like, so December 31st, 2024, you don't want that? You don't want that to become your reality. You want to give that up because you don't want to do this. And then she goes and she does it. And this is so mind-blowing. And I will tell you why. Number one, she put herself in a place where she would get world-class mentorship. Okay. That call right there is worth the entire tuition in the EntreMD Business School. When I got off that call, I was like, I do not think I have done any work more important than the work that we just did on that call. Okay. So one, she put herself in a position to get world-class mentorship. Number two, she put in the work. And, you know, like, cause sometimes there are concepts you hear and you're like, I don't get that. And you have options. You can listen to it till you get it. You can ask questions till you get it. You can work with the version you know until you get the rest. But she didn't stop. She didn't say, oh, I didn't understand that. Or, you know, and I think on that call, actually, she said, oh my goodness, doing these things even sounds scary, right? Only for her to come a week later and she had done everything, right? So she put herself in a situation where she had access to world-class mentorship. She put herself in a position where she did the work, and the work does start with the mindset work. It does start with those mental shifts, because a lot of those 10X activities, the 10 activities I was doing to set myself up for 2024, they're around shifting my beliefs, shifting what I accept, shifting the vision I choose to see, shifting like all of those things, right? Shifting my commitments and seeing myself as the kind of person who follows through on those commitments, right? So she did all of that work. It is hard work. I mentor people in so many different containers. And so at my home church, I had taught a goal setting workshop. It was probably a 2-hour workshop and something like that. It was really good. And then I talk to people like now 3-4 weeks afterwards, and you know, I'll hear someone like, oh yes, I've done it. I'm ready for 2024. I've set my goals. I filled out my worksheets, all of that stuff. I'm like, great. It's exciting. And I talk to some other people and they're like, oh, I haven't done that yet. And it makes me feel so bad. Well, for them, not really bad. Like I choose joy and peace. Okay. But it makes me feel bad for them. And the reason for that is you have access to a church where these kind of things are taught. You were at the workshop and it wasn't something that was taught. Like I didn't just teach and say, go do it. I would teach, you would workshop. I would teach, you would workshop. I teach you workshop. And I was like, you're at the workshop. You didn't fill it out there. You have access to the replay. You still haven't done it. And you're going to walk into 2024 with no vision, no goals, no plans. Like how is it going to magically be a different year? It made me feel bad, right? But for this lady, she did the work. And this is the work that changes everything, right? And then the third thing that she did is not only did she have the mentorship, not only did she do the work, the mindset shifts and all those things that were required, then she followed up with real action, taking those steps. In EBS, we call it eating those frogs, right? You know, I talk about the Brian Tracy book, Eat That Frog, a lot, where those are, you know, the frog just represents these things that are really important for your business that if you do them, they'll make significant changes, but usually we don't want to do them. They're typically things we procrastinate on. But she's like, I eat frogs now because I want the vision that I saw for December 31st. So I eat frogs. It's what I do, right? And so she's doing these three things, and I'm like, if this is the way she's going to do this, then 2024 is going to be wild. It's going to be so wild, right? And so I want to turn this around and invite you to do the same thing for yourself. Reading books will not matter if you won't engage in this process, like the full process. Being in a coaching program will not matter as much if you're not engaging this process fully, right? Going for events will not matter if you're not doing this process. So what is the process? So one, do the work of exposing yourself to world-class mentorship. That could be books. That could be podcasts. It could be a podcast like this one. It could be the EntreMD Method book. It could be the EntreMD Business School. It could be a number of different things. But expose yourself to world-class mentorship. You are worth it. That's number one. Number two, take the time to do the work. Okay, so for instance, in my, the program that I'm a part of, I made a brand new commitment this year that I am going to learn the things, I am going to show up, I'm going to ask questions, I'm not going to treat it like a buffet. Like, oh, I like that, I'll have some of that. Yeah, spinach, I'm going to skip that. I'm like, no. Like the person who is my mentor in this program has the results that I want and is years and years or millions of dollars ahead of me, right? And has the experience and our core values align and all of these things. It's like, why don't you just humble yourself and learn the things you need to learn? Treat it like medical school. You don't get to choose your rotations. After medical school, you can choose your specialty, but not before. You still have to do the rotations you have to do, right? And so I'm going like, why don't I just sit here and learn the things and practice them and do all of that. I actually got a specific notebook for it. And after every call, I'm going to write what my next steps are, execute on them, check, you know, like they have their check boxes. I check them off. I'm going to go all in. I'm inviting you to do the same. Don't just read a book and walk away. Don't listen to a podcast episode and walk away. If you're in the EntreMD Business School, don't just come to a session and walk away. Decide to do the work. Decide on what your next steps are. If you're afraid, ask questions. If you're afraid, do it messy and scared anyway. Like that's how you don't become some great at something for the first time. Like that's just not how it works. Like do the work. And especially when it comes to this work that is more maybe even what people consider woo-woo, right? Because this is mindset stuff. But if you do not change the way you see yourself, if you do not change your self-talk, if you do not change what you think is possible for you, if you do not work on your belief to believe that you're worthy of the results that you want, things are not going to change. You could even be putting in more effort, but you will self-sabotage because you don't believe you're worth it. On the same call, another doctor was like, hey, I have a win. I'm like, yeah, tell me about it. Now, this person is somebody who is a multi-six-figure coach. And she's like, you know, like I always just set financial goals and I would not hit them. And you know, and so I had done it for so long that I was like, yeah, let's not bother about that. But then, and I'm going to shorten this up, she said a lot more to this, but she was like, in October, I spent most of the month working on believing that I could hit the goal, the financial goal that I set for myself for Q4, right? I just believed I was going to hit it. And so she's doing the work. She's shifting that belief. Of course, she's showing up and doing all the things that she needed to do. And she said it was a stretch goal. It's more money than I've ever made in a quarter since I've been a coach, and I hit it. And she's hit it, and at that time, December wasn't over. It wasn't over. What was the biggest shift? Now, of course, her actions changed, but what preceded that was the belief changing. It was the belief, right? And so access to world-class mentorship, doing the work. Doing the work, being humble enough to go like, I came in here because there's some results I wanted. I came in here because I thought this container could help me get the results. Let me come in and let me do the work, right? Especially around the mindset and all of those things. And then the third thing is follow up with action, 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 action. That is where the rubber meets the road. It's where the rubber meets the road. And so if you will do these three things, it would make such a profound difference in your business. It is a trap to leave your mindset the same. It is a trap to leave your actions the same. It is a trap to not expose yourself to high quality world-class mentorship. It's a trap. It has the potential to keep you stuck. It can keep you in one spot. It could keep you banging your head against the wall because you know what is possible, but you can't seem to make it happen. Okay? So I am telling you this, and this is something I've told myself, and this is something that I am working on. And I'm going to be working on it all of 2024. I choose to see the vision, the 10X vision at all times. I choose to think 10X thoughts at all times. And I choose to take 10X actions at all times. I choose to expose myself to high quality, world-class mentorship. And I am just going to be full speed ahead, playing offense all year long. And December 31st, I'm going to turn around and say, oh my goodness, this was my best year yet. And I cannot wait for 2025, an even better year. Okay? So go do this. And it would give me so much joy if you could help another physician by sharing this episode with them. All you have to do, I do the work of, you know, coming here to serve and, you know, to come up with high quality content for you, to do my piece to help the physician community have an alternate reality. And I want to invite you to help me get the word out there. Take this episode, grab the link, share it with the doctors in your world, text, email, post it on social media, tag us, hashtag EntreMD. And let's do this together. Let's make this our best year yet. And I've shown you how. I have no doubt in my mind that Dr. C is going to crush this year. I'm so excited. Why? Because she's engaged the process that creates radical transformation, and so can you. So Dr. C, you know who you are. Thank you for sharing that, because now your story has been a gift to so many physicians. And for everyone, I will see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast.